our perception of our pain would dictate or influence how much report or don't report. Because if it's a massive kind of pain and it's really, really bad, you'll tell about it. But if it's like a dull ache that goes and comes, you might not want to say too much about it because it doesn't seem too much. But pain is pain is pain. When something happens and you don't pay attention to it and you continue doing, it gets worse. And you see that in a lot of back problems. Somebody would pick something up incorrectly and they get this little ouch in the back. And then they continue doing it. And then a year later, they continue doing the same thing, the pain becomes more. Or something happens with the spine shifts, twists, and then catches a nerve, and then you have pain. When, if you had paid attention from before and learned how to lift things properly, then you might have avoided all of that. You have a dull pain. You have for the migratory pain, you have the inflammatory pain, you have the burning pain, needles and pins type of pain, which a lot of diabetics feel in their feet. There's numbness, there's this burning, and that usually has to do with the nerves. And then there's the stabbing pain, like when we were young and we were running and then we get this pain in the side.
Yeah,
that's a stabbing kind of pain. And again, it comes from various things. Pain from appendicitis, for example, is inflammation. So all of these things, you have dull ache, you have a hot pain, you have a cold pain, you have a burning pain, you have inflammatory, you have migratory, you have muscular tension pain. You also have the throbbing, the pounding, stabbing pain, and so on. So again, when you hear a client present with this, because I always ask, okay, the person says, oh, I have pain. Well, what kind of pain?
Describe.
What does it feel like? Describe it.